El próximo.
Hi, good evening. Okay. That's good. Okay. I think the item I've seen this before. Does it ring a bell? So it rings a bell, this case. It's a little glass cup that you can buy online, and it's about £1 a piece. And it officially says it's 90cc inside. And it's, when you fill it to the top, it's 100cc. It just means 90 just for a normal cup. But if you add it to the top, it's 100. Now, you should know the Gemara says that one of the Amiroim, called Rav Yaakov Minahar Pekoid, he actually made a keli, he made a cup, which was able to hold exactly a revius. So he formed a cup that people should know what a revius is. That's what the Gemara Chulin. This is the Gemara Chulin in Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. That Askin Rav Yaakov Minahar Pekoid, he was Masakan, he made a cup which held a revius. That people should know. Right, Rashi, listen to this. Rashi says it's a kli zechuchis, it's made of glass, and he would keep it so that people should know how to make a revius. Okay, so now I want to tell you something interessant. That when it comes to Shabbos day, there is no issue with making kiddush with this cup. Okay? Say it's not a plastic cup, it's glass. There's a problem making kiddush with a plastic cup, because as Rav Moshe writes, plastic is not choshuf. One of the Gemara says, Asoro devorim nemra b'kosher brocha. 10 things are said about kosher brocha. Shtifa, doch, all the things. Rav Moshe says, if Chazal was so careful to make sure that your kosher brocha looks so good, Mistama there would be makbid to use plastic cup as well. So he wasn't happy about using plastic cup for kiddush. Some people put two kiddush. Even if it's solid, Rav Moshe wasn't happy to say that a plastic cup, he wasn't, but altogether, Rav Moshe didn't like the idea of plastic. But when it comes to glass, which is one of the types that Chazal already talk about, with glass there's no issue mitzad the chisoron of making kiddush with it. And how about the shear of making kiddush on such a small cup? Is that any problem? Again, it's odd. So you have to know that how much, you have to make kiddush on a revius. How many cc is a revius? Well, if you speak to Reb Chaim Noy, he'll tell you it's 86, gematria kois. And if you speak to the Chazon Ish, he'll tell you, how much is that? 150, which is gematria kois hogoin. Kois hogoin. Kois hogoin is gematria 150. Now, if you have something which is 100, if you fill up this kois exactly 100 to the top, you are not catering for the Chazon Ish, but you are catering for Reb Chaim Noy. When it comes to Kiddush by day, which the Kiddush by day is only a mitzvah midrabbanon, says the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Siman Reisha and Aleph, that the Halacha says, Ole Inyan Maisa, what do you do about this machlokes? We call it machlokes Chazon Ish of Chaim Noy. It really is machlokes already, Friediger, the Tzlach and others. He says, when it comes to Shalev of the Raisa, you have to be machmir. When it comes to Kazais Matzah, you have to take the bigger shape. When it comes to the Rabbanon, be maker. Shabbos day is a derabbanon, you can be making like the smaller shear, and you've got 100cc, so even if it's not mamish at the top, it's 90. Avila, lemaisa, you've got your shear of a revius. So there's no problem of making kiddush Shabbos day. What would you say to making kiddush Friday night with such a small kois? Friday night, the mitzvah of kiddush is a mitzvah min hatorah. Okay? Says the Magen Avraham, your yotza kiddush when you daven. When you daven, by Shemini Esra, you're saying, you're mentioning it, so you're ready yotze your mitzvah d'oraisa by davening. Therefore, when you make kiddush Friday night, according to the Magen Avraham, there's no problem with taking the smaller shear, because the smaller shear is only the rabban on Friday night. However, we know the Mechaz Chinuch and the Mishnah Berurah, they argue with the Magen Avraham, they say, you're not yotze kiddush midoraisa when you daven, because you intend to leave the kiddush, so to speak, for when you make kiddush. And therefore, when you make kiddush Friday night, according to the opinion of Mishnah Berurah, according to the opinion of Mechaz Chinuch, it's actually a mitzvah d'oraisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because some hold it's d'oraisa, there's a maila not to make kiddush on a small kos. It's a better on Friday night to make kiddush on a big kos. So although Shabbos day is fine, Friday night this should be avoided. I'll tell you a nice chap.
You have to drink alcohol.
we're gonna deal with that. I'll tell you a nice chat that when it comes to, let's mention it now, like Chaim mentioned, the fact that you have to make kiddush on the revias doesn't tell you have to drink a revias. It has to be made on wine which has got revias, but you only have to drink maloy lugmov. How much is a maloy lugmov? 45 cc. So if this is 100, it's just under half of this cup you have to drink in order to be yoked to the mitzvah kiddush. Only one person has to drink it, the mekadosh, or someone else. It's enough that one person is having a maloy lugma 45 cc of the 100, or of the 86 mekadin. That would be enough.
Not 44.
Vigda, 100% right. You are right. Rav Chaim Noah says 44. I just ran in my mind. I round it up because otherwise it's impossible to remember all these figures. Yes, I give it to you.
What about when the person is actually making kiddush?
Oh, excellent! So we're going to see this nikkuda. So I want to share. I want to bring out what brings out the nikkuda is that sometime when it comes to that, let me ask you: Arba koisa, some people, especially the second night, their stomach is not so geschmack, and it comes to the second night, they want to have arba koisa on a small cup. Can you use this kois for arba koisa? Yes, because it's the rabbanon. Oh, shkoyach! I'm going to say very excellent. So can you use it for Arba Koisus? Yes, because the mitzvah Arba Koisus is only a mitzvah de Rabbonon, so there's no issue with using this. How about using it for the first Kois, which is the first Kois is Kiddush? The first Kois for the Arba Koisus is Kiddush. Can you use the small Kois for Kiddush? So Mishnah Berurah says that in Simon Reishai Nalav, that Kiddush on Yom Tov is only a mitzvah de Rabbonon. Again, is Kiddush Doraisa by night or the Rabbonon? On Shabbos is a mitzvah Doraisa, on Yom Tov is a mitzvah Rabbonon. Therefore, the first night Kois you can also make. Let me tell you something, that last year, the first day Pesach, what was the first day Pesach? It was Shabbos. First day Pesach fell, Friday night. Listen to this. First Kois of the Arba Kois is Friday night. That you have to lechoyer as a mailer to have a big kois because there Friday night kiddush is deraisa, so therefore it's kedai to have a big kois because Mishnah Berurah told you in the shaila of deraisa have a big shir. The other three koises Friday night, and all the four koises the second night, because it's not Friday night, it would be mutter to have a small kois again. Only when you have a shaila of deraisa do you have to have a big kois. This kois is fine for the rabbanon. Therefore Shabbos. The last three koises is only the Rabbanon. The second day Yom Tov, because it wasn't it was Motzei Shabbos, Kiddush Yom Tov is only the Rabbanon. Therefore, Adishtei Mishnah Berurah V'da'oid, Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Rishon and Aleph, he says V'da'oid, that a Kiddush on Yom Tov is only a mitzvah the Rabbanon. Therefore, this year, every single kois of the Arba koises is mutter to have a small kois, there's no problem. I can't even think of a chumrah to have. There's a chumrah, not even minor, to have a big kois, the efshad is a mile to be eight. So my son Mishnah Berurah tells you that when it comes to shaila with the Rabbanon, you can have a small kois. Now, the question is, that's the big shaila of Havdalah. You should know, someone told me that he bought this only for Havdalah. And for Havdalah, again, you've got a machlokes rishonim whether Havdalah is a mitzvah deraisa or not. Where it gets difficult, when it comes to the summer, it gets difficult to drink later on a night, so therefore there's no issue with having this small kois. So this is it ends up being very useful to have on Motzei Shabbos. But the maila of having this is that when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, it comes to Havdalah, you can drink. You know exactly how much is a revias. You have the whole thing, and then you know that you've had a revias. It's quite a geschmack to know how much a revias is. Just so when you pour it into a plastic cup, you can see this is a revias. If you come home after a long day and you have a bit of Rabina, once you've had the amount that's in this cup, just over half a plastic cup, that's already a revias. You pour it into here, it fills up basically to the top, exactly to the top. That's well over 86. You probably got 96 there. Just to make sure you're okay, just over half a plastic cup. Okay, we lost a few drops there. Yeah, this is already a revias without any problem. You can make a bracha on that. So it's kedai to know, and also, I tell you, when it comes to Arba Koisus, I got a letter from Big Talmud Chochma Eretz Yisrael that said, you know, there's a big shaila, it comes to Arba Koisus. Some shittas hold that if you just have grape juice, you're not yotza. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
The Arba Koisus, some hold all four koisus, just to have grape juice is not enough. You'd have to fill it up with a bit of wine. It doesn't have to be full of wine. You can add up, let's say, a quart of wine, and three quarters could be grape juice, no problem. Even according to the Machmir and Rabbi Yashav also agreed that it will help. He's got a Geshmaka letter, he wrote me a letter with a Geshmaka Rayas to say that having the smaller shea with adding a quarter or enough of wine to make it winey, way over white, is more of a miler than having a big kois with only a little bit of wine. So to have a small kois with it tasting a lot of wine, you just don't want to have too much wine, would be a miler to have a small kois. The pluses of having a small kois is that you can put more wine in, and you don't feel it so bad. And you know exactly how much you're having as well. You're just having a small share. Don't forget, an arba kois is the halacha, is you should have the whole kois. Well, at least a rove kois, right? So over here, rove kois is not so hard. Even if it's very winey, it's not so bad. That's the one of the milers to have this kois. I don't sell them and I don't get any commission on it. What's this?
What about Shabbos Day? You should
have rove kois. Oh, yeah. So Shabbos Day, you can just have a malo. Let me tell you something very interesting. That once you have, if let's say I make kiddush Shabbos Day, and then I want to have a cup of Coke. Yeah? Do I make a shahakel near Dvar and a cup of Coke? No. Why not? Because yain poita sharmin imashkin. Now, my question to you is, if I have a whole cup of this and then I want to have a cup of Coke, I don't make a shahakel, and I even don't make a brain of fashion on the Coke. Because yain poita sharmin imashkin, it patters the Coke. Sometimes you forget about it. You go to a kiddush, or Shabbos Day, you come home and you make Kiddush, and then you go for the Coke or the Rabina and you make a Shahakal. It's a Brochil of Hatzolah. This patters it. Because, now, my question to you is, how much Kiddush wine do you have to have in order for it to patter other drinks? Do you have to have a whole Revias or Malay Lugmov, or is enough even a little bit? Sometimes when you go to a Kiddush, you get a tiny little L'chaim cup, which is about 20 cc, it's much nothing. That's not enough to patter Shahakal. It's only once you have a Malay Lugma, which is 45 cc, which is almost half a cup. Only once you have a Malay Lugma, only then does it patter Shahakal. So it's just good to know, first it's good to know your sizes, yeah, that just under half a cup of this is a Malay Lugma. Only once you have almost a half a cup of this, can it patter a Coke. Let me tell you a good shayla. I came home once and I had a cup of Rabina. What bracha do you make on Rabina? Shahakal, I have a whole cup of Rabina. Chaya, I should have to make brain nefashas. I sit down, I have a bereka. What bracha do you make on a bereka? Mezonos. After the bereka, I have a cup of wine. The bracha achrona on wine and bereka is ala mechu v'ala kolkolo v'ala gefen v'al priya gefen. I'm patterning the bereka and the wine. My question to you is, Do I need to make a bone of foshas on the Rabina that I had right at the beginning? We know that yain patters the Coca-Cola that's coming. That it patters it from making a bracha rishona, and it even patters it from the bracha achrona. You don't have to make a bracha achrona on the Coke. But if you have the Coke or the Rabina before the wine, right, and then you have wine, do you say that yain poitei shamin imashkin helps for drink that you had even before you had the wine? The Magen Avraham speaks about this. That Magen Avraham says that wine that you have for kosher brachas amazon patters any water that you had even before the meal. Seemingly, he held that it does. It's a bit of a shaila about it. Therefore, in my case, it would be kedai to make a bone of foshas before you have wine to get you around that shaila. That's an interesting case. If you wash. Yeah, so really, that's an interesting topic about where a person eats before a meal. Does the Birchas HaMozen that he says at the end of the meal, does it patter it? I mean, we have the shaylas the whole time. If a person, let's say, he's waiting for his falafel. Okay, so he's going to wash for his falafel. And then you know the chips are always ready first. There's always chips ready first. Okay, so while you're waiting for your falafel, lafa, then you make your way you have some chips. You'll get shmack a portion of chips. Okay, and then finally, 5 minutes later, your laugh is ready and you go wash. You have to remember to make a bone of foshes. Hang on a second, you had some chips. The birkas amozen that you're going to make at the end of your lafa is not going to patter anything you had before you washed. That's a very choshva alocha to remember. If you're waiting for your pizza, let's say you wash for your pizza, and you have a bit of chips before, if you've had a kazayas, which is not all that much, you've got to make a bone of foshes before you wash.
If you're already washed,
yeah, even if you wash, so says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you still have to make a bona fides, and even once you're benched, you're still going to make, that's the riddle, right? That's the riddle. Should say the riddle. How do you make
what
a bona fides after you bench in Birchas Hamazon? You're still mechuyin to make a bona fides. So, why when it comes to Friday night, where before you wash, you're having Kiddush, why shouldn't we say, ala gefen val pri gefen, before we wash? And the Bi'al Lochas, the Rishonim ask this kasha, the Ramban, they all ask this kasha. Say the Rishonim, because Kiddush has a direct kesha to the meal, and you can only have your meal once you make Kiddush, therefore it has a connection, you've made a connection to the meal, therefore the Birkas HaMazon patters it. But stamp, if a person wants to have wine and has no connection to the meal, then surely he has to make Ala Gefen. And let me mention to you what a local Rav said, a very geshmaka alocha, very recently in his Sheh, he said a very geshmaka Sheh, and he said, if let's say Shabbos day, you go to a Kiddush, okay? So you go and make Kiddush, and you hear Kiddush, you've been to Kiddush, you have your kuchen, and you're done. Okay, you come home. And now your wife comes downstairs, and she wants to hear Kiddush, she can't be bothered making a Kiddush herself, she says, can you be moitziha? You get hold of a cup, and you pour Kiddush wine, and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kiddush Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, you might say, Kiddush, Shalom Al Yisrael. Right, are we ready to wash? Okay, everyone starts washing. Look there, the husband needs to make Ala Gefen. When did the Ramban write, that you mentioned, that your benching after your meal patterns the Kiddush that you made before the meal? That's because because the Kiddush has a shaychus to the meal, because you can't eat without making Kiddush, so the Kiddush has a shaychus to the meal, therefore the benching patterns the Kiddush that you made before the meal. But in this situation where you made Kiddush in the shul, you're done and dusted, you come home, what shaychus has your wine got to do with a meal? As far as you're concerned, you can start your meal. And Shalom Al Yisrael, as a chap, he wants to say, and his lechari is very correct, and I've seen in other hanukkahs, that if you're making Kiddush before Kiddush, just be mighty others, but you yourself have been yotza, you've got to make it ala gefen there and then. Because your birkas hamazon is not going to patter it. It's kashmak a chap. It's a very nice nekuda. Okay, I want to share just very, very briefly a nekuda, a gashmak a nekuda, benegeir to, we have a gashmak a mitzvah coming up on Shabbos, which is Pasha Zohar. One of the mitzvahs is actually the Melchoma against Amalek, but there's another mitzvah called to remember, to get us in it, to keep on remembering what they did at the time. Don't forget, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, every single nation were completely petrified of us. And now they came along and they watered it down, right? They watered it down. Now that's considered a big avla, and therefore Hashem wanted to make sure that we remember what they did at that time. And this mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa that we're makarim on Shabbos day. So when we hear what the Shliach Tzibur is saying, is that you're makarim a mitzvah deraisa, but just by hearing those few psukim, there is a chumrah. Have you ever heard someone bang out and say that Olam should be mechavan to be yotza from the Baal Torah, and there should be mechavan to be yotza with the brachos? Have you ever heard of that nusach?
No.
The Maaser, the Stipler, wasn't happy with it to bring you all this. He says it's a new thing. He wasn't so keen on this. It should be mechavan to be the mitzvah what the Baal Keira is saying, just those few psukim is a mitzvah deraisa to remember. Now the big shaila is, when it comes to ladies, are ladies mechuyev to go outside the house and go to shul and hear it? Huge machloikas, we're not going to go into it, but the mitzvah, what you see is, the fact is that they do go, ladies do try and go, but what you do find is that ladies, they make a special zochor, a Pasha Zochay, a Shabbos afternoon, 5 o'clock, let's say, you'll see a Pasha Zochay, and they take out 20 to 2 nights, don't they, yeah? They'll take out Sefer Torah, and they will read Pasha Zochay for the ladies. You should know, many posts can frown at it, and they say you can't take out Sefer Torah without making a bracha. We mentioned this already, Rav Eliashiv was against it, and the Torah's Refall. That's why you will find, Rav Eliashiv suggested, and Ad HaYom in Chaniche, in Eretz Yisrael, they do it, when they have the ladies zochar, do you know when it is? Shabbos Mincha. Shabbos Mincha, the Baal Keira gets, they get Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. After Yisrael, they're going to do Pasha Tzatzaveh, there's a Hefsek. They roll up the Sefer Torah till the end of Pasha Kisisa.
The same Sefer,
because you want to get the bracha. You want to make sure, the whole problem is to lay in it without a bracha. Till Kisisa, they do Ad HaYom, and Eretz Yisrael, they're makbid on this. They don't want to take out a Sefer Torah and read without making a bracha, because they hold that the Torah Shofar holds Issa day, right? It's Issa to do that, and therefore they hold they should do it after Mincha, during Shlishi, they roll it up, and he says there's no problem of Tichud Zibur because it's the Torah, people are Moichel, and therefore that's what I remember seeing it as in Chaniche, that's how they did it. Well, I might say here we don't do that. We take a hat, we'll make it, and we allow the Sefer Torah to be read. But it's just good to know that if she can hop around the main Nekudah with the brachos, Matay.
Good Pasha Zachar. Good Pasha Zachar. Shabbat from a good Pasha Zachar. We love